Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Ariel.
And I'm Shia, and welcome to Being Here.
Today's show is Tell It Like It Is. Not like it's not, Tell It Like It Is. Or, you know, originally we were going to call this It's Perfectly Clear, but then we realized that wasn't perfectly clear. It's really about being able to communicate your truth. But let's start with the basics, what we generally start with every show, and that is listening. In order to get what's possible out of this show, see if you can really let go of other things and engage.
See if you can actually have this time be about listening to this show, not listening to the show and doing all the other things you do. Because you see, there is the very real possibility that your life can transform during the course of this show merely by listening to the show. See, most of us are very distracted in our lives. We're going somewhere. We're trying to get somewhere, trying to make things happen. And so we miss being where we are in the current moment of our lives. We're trying to get somewhere. Listening is a phenomenal skill set that pulls you into the current moment if you're listening to someone else. And if you get into the current moment, there is a simultaneous transformation that happens in the quality of your life. And you don't do anything to make that happen. That comes along with the territory of actually listening to what another person's saying, to hear what they're saying from their point of view, not as it applies to you, not as it applies to your life, not how, whether you agree with it or disagree with it, but just to hear what another is saying.
Today, listening to this show can be a modern-day meditation where you are listening simply to listen, not to improve anything, not to get anywhere, but simply to access where you are in this moment.
And if your mind rushes off to the future or the past or other things that you have to do, that's okay. It will do that. Just bring yourself back to what is actually happening in this moment on the show rather than your thoughts about how you should have listened better.
In fact, if you resist your racing mind, it will race more. That's the first principle
of instantaneous transformation is anything you resist grows stronger. It persists and it dominates your life. Second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in this moment of now or in this moment of now. Now, if your mind goes racing off to the future in this moment, that's the only thing it could have done. All you need to do is bring yourself back to what's being talked about and listen to that without harping on yourself or punishing yourself for having gone away in the first place.
You can skip that part.
Yeah, this is a lazy person's way to enlightenment.
Absolutely.
Which brings us to the third principle of instantaneous transformation. Anything you see, like your flighty mind, and allow to be exactly as it is without resisting it or judging it or trying to change or fix it, will complete itself in the current moment, in this moment. In the moment you see it, it's already over.
Excellent. So, tell it like it is. If you aren't clear in your communication, then something's happening. Something additional. No two things can occupy the same space at the same time. So we were looking at some of the impediments between people and being clear. And one is one we were just talking about, and that's when people are preoccupied. If you're preoccupied with something, you will be speaking to somebody or you'll be listening to somebody, but you'll only make half sense because you're preoccupied with something else. So
preoccupied means you're full with. See, the whatever you're involved is in is all you have. There's no other space for anything else.
Also, if you aren't clear, for me, if I'm not clear, I'm a little ahead of myself. So I'll be talking to Shia, and I'll be so excited to impart something that my sentences won't be full and complete. Or I'll start using lots of pronouns like he, she, it. And generally when I add, well, he said this or she said that, pretty soon, especially if there's more than one person involved in the conversation that I'm talking about, it gets confusing. So sometimes when you're ahead of yourself or you're going somewhere, you're driving to make a point, you aren't clear. Take a look. What gets between you and being clear? Are you hiding something from yourself? Are you trying to prove something? Lots of times people don't want to look stupid. And in that, they aren't clear. What gets between you and being clear, Shia?
Well, if I'm afraid of what will come back at me if I say what's true for me. So I guess if I have an agenda to be liked mm-hmm. or to be to not have any conflict in my life, mm-hmm. Then I will not say things that bother me or that I find disturbing for fear of what might come back from the other person. So if I were to say to you something that you did bothered me, I'd be afraid you'd come back and say, well, you do this, this, and this. Mm. So then I'd be cautious about saying anything because, you know, I'm a good guy and I want people to like me. See, if you want people to like you, now I'm not saying you shouldn't, but if you do, then you will twist yourself out of shape and not say things that bother you because somebody might not like you if you said something to them that they took offense with.
I know another one where people are not clear. When they've succumbed to being part of an activity rather than surrendered.
Oh, yes.
So it's,
well,
there's only half of them there.
Well, I'll go to your movie this time.
Right. I'll do your activity, but I don't really want to. So you drag your feet along in whatever the activity is. And then before you know it, your communications are mushy. You know, mushy? They're mushy.
Mushy.
In order to tell it like it is, though, you really have to discover how to be honest with yourself first. Because if you're not honest with yourself first, then the next thing you know, things get confused because you're hiding something from you. So, and if you're clear, you might see yourself clearly. And additionally, it takes energy to hide things from yourself. So there's only a part of you available to communicate when you're hiding something from yourself. I don't know if that is clear to all of you, but for certain, I've seen it particularly with gals in particular, not always gals, but like if they're trying to hold on to a relationship and they're thinking it's not working and they hide from themselves that clear communication that, hey, this isn't working, and then they stuff that down because it doesn't fit their agenda. And then the next thing you know, their communications are sloppy or missing or confusing or ditzy or something.
Not at all.
Or not at all. Yes, you just stop communicating. The other thing is when you're upset. If you're upset, you think you have to do it all alone. And when you think you have to do it all alone, you crawl into a corner and you don't actually communicate at all. And what Shia said earlier, everyone, about being concerned that if he says something that I don't like, for example, or you wouldn't like, for example, and that he might get back a response
that he wouldn't like.
A lot of people are afraid to just say their simple truth because they think if they say it, it has to include force or anger rather than just being direct.
Yeah, but you see, with most people, their simple truth does have force and anger because they've suppressed their truth, and then when it does come out, it comes out with attachments.
An explosive power.
Right, that, you know, aren't actually communication. They're when you're blaming the other person for your having withheld the communication in the first place, as though they are the reason why you haven't been saying what's true for you.
By the way, just for instance, guys, if you have people in your life that you would like to be more direct with you, you should start listening. It was very interesting. Not too long ago, Shai and I went to see a physician, and then we went to see another doctor for handling the same issues. We were looking at our levels of energy and the supplements we're taking and detoxing and all the stuff that we talked about in these great shows with Dr. Larry. Interestingly enough, with person A, it was really hard to form sentences. But with the second doctor, when he asked us a question, what came out of our mouth was so articulate.
Well, he was really listening to us. And when you really listen, then people can say what's true for them because you're not psychically blocking them from expressing themselves.
Now, mind you, if you're not expressing yourself, you can't say, look, I couldn't express myself because...
They were judging me.
Yeah, they were judging me, and they didn't want to listen. It's really 100% your responsibility. But since listening and communicating is a two-way thing, I always love to give people the information. And by the way, we did a show last week on listening, which was great. And if you missed it, you can go back and listen to it on the archives, because listening and communicating clearly, both of the themes dovetail so well together. So if you want to look at both sides of the equation, there you have the information.
Yes, there you have the information. So we're going to go to a break very shortly, and
we'll be coming back, and we're going to be talking more about Tell It Like It Is
when we come back from this break.
Yeah, so come on back, everyone.
And don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Cane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Cane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Cane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Relationships are the main reason we are on this earth. Much of the pain and problems we encounter in this life could actually be stemming from a past life. It is these wounds that could be affecting our relationships with our family, our friends, and our coworkers. Join Alan Green for an eye-opening discovery of our past lives and how we can quickly heal and make positive changes this life. Listen to Past Life and Spiritual Journeys with Alan Green, broadcasting live every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Today's episode is Tell It Like It Is. And by the way, we happen to have, in case it's actually no mistake, we have a seminar coming up in New York City, Tell It Like It Is, The Power of Being Clear and Direct, October 23rd to 25th. You're invited. Come join us.
That's a Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday.
It's shaping up to be an incredible course with an incredible group of people. Come and lend your voice and your presence. Don't miss it. We have a caller on the line, and we are ready to take. Are you there, Colleen?
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I feel
only
like I've been...
okay?
Yeah.
All right, so
what... this is like Tell It Like It Is. She says okay, and okay is code for not as good as I'd like to be.
Right, right.
So what's dimming you?
Well, no, I have a better question. I have another question.
Okay,
I don't know
good.
If it's better.
I'll be better.
What are you resisting? That.
I'm resisting. I've been resisting my husband recently. And
only
I'm
recently?
Resisting... I think, you know, we're having a family reunion at his place, and then we're going to my family the next week. So I think I'm just resisting family in general.
Ah, that's understandable.
Okay.
You're not a bad person for resisting your family. Most people do.
Okay.
Well, if we go back to what we were talking about earlier, where Shia was talking about Tell It Like It Is, and that you don't want to get anything back, that's negative, that you want to be liked or you want to fit in. When you get ready to go to a family reunion, for instance, you automatically start synchronizing up with the rhythm of the people that you're going to be with.
You know, human beings have this facility, Colleen, to psychically hook up with other human beings. You know, we're communal animals. We live in communities, families. We're not like bears, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Bears, they get together to mate, and that's it. They're gone. They don't, you know, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
The male bear is gone. No family. And then the female raises the cub at some point. It grows up. It goes away. There's no family ties. Human beings sync up. We're communal creatures, and so you psychically tune into the vibe of your family or your husband's family.
So if the women circle the wagons against the men and the men against the women, you're automatically going to do that in your thoughts.
That's so what it feels like. We've just been, you know, tiffing the past few days, and you know, and I feel like I'm being clear and direct when I'm saying things, but when I say things like "knock it off" and "cut it out," it doesn't go well.
Direct.
That there's a real difference between being clear and direct and telling,
being right.
Right. Right.
So what?
And having an agenda or having a list of grievances, collecting the things he's done wrong. You there?
Yeah, I forgot about being right.
Oh, you forgot about being right. What does it cost you to be right, Colleen?
Aliveness, happiness, relationship.
The other thing, too, is what you just said a moment ago about, oh, yeah, we've been tiffing, we've been, you have to forget the we, because your husband's not on this radio show with us right now. And I know you two are a team, but you really, it has to come from you, because you're the person we're talking to,
and
you're the central in your life.
And it takes two to fight and one to stop the fight, and that one always has to be you.
Right. Okay.
The other thing is, the best way to be able to have the family reunion be something that is an event that's enlivening is for the two of you to get together as a team. Because as a team, then you're a radiant being. A being of one, two people coming together as if one. If you're fighting, you're normal.
Right.
And you're the one who has to keep dropping fight. I keep getting this image, Colleen. It's a silly image in a way, but it relates. Shai and I have this new little boat, and we go out on the river on the Delaware. And where we launch the boat from, it is, you know, the river always, obviously, there's upriver and downriver. But sometimes there are currents in the river that are called back eddies, meaning that there's...
The river is going from north to south, but the back eddy is a current that is going from south to north.
So what happens is it goes... basically, upstream.
Yeah, it's going in a direction other than the direction that the river flows.
And that happens because there's obstructions underneath the water surface.
Or the bank of the river protrudes out and catches some of the current, and so it spins around and starts going back upstream.
So you're getting a picture of it?
Mm-hmm.
So the river's mainly running from north to south or downstream, but right there by the shore, it runs upstream. It's just running cattywonky. Now, the first time Shia went to put our boat on its trailer when we got done for the day, he aimed it perfectly for a boat to compensate for the current going downstream. And it didn't want to get on the trailer very well because it was a cattywonky, weird current. It was not the direction he expected in his logical mind. So what he had to do was compensate for the current. What you don't do is compensate for the current in your environment.
Well, you first have to become aware that there is a current. If you're not aware there's a current, then you will, every time, put your boat on the wrong trailer. It won't get up on the trailer because you'll miss the trailer because the current will carry you downstream. So I was on the boat this morning, and when I put it on the trailer, the current was going downstream the way it was supposed to in this particular boat launch. And so I brought the boat towards the shore above where the trailer was parked in the water, and then I waited until the boat was lined up. So then all I had to do is drive it right up on the trailer. But you've got to align with the currents in your life to be able to navigate without bumping into things.
Did you notice something about our story? Did you notice that it's a neutral observing of what is? It's not judgmental. Oh, it's this stupid back eddy again.
Well, the darn current did it to me.
Yes, yes.
You know, the other thing is, in Tell It Like It Is, it really is about telling yourself the truth. The truth is, you want to go to both reunions. You know how I know?
You're going.
Right.
See, most of us go, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier, about where you go as a victim. You right, succumb you can, rather you, than going as if it's your idea.
Right. You victimize yourself with that you have to go. And then you go, and then you have a miserable time to prove you shouldn't have gone in the first place. And he was wrong to suggest you go to his family.
And you know how my family is, and your family is, and you know how family is.
Yes. Yes.
But I don't know if you listened to last week's show, but we were talking with Dorothy a lot in last week's show about being kind to yourself. You're going to have the kind of judgments about your family that you have about yourself.
So, well, and they have the same kind of judgments because that's where you learn to judge that mm-hmm. way. See, you learned, you have a familial heritage of self-judgment that was passed on to you by other self-judging people in your family tree.
Yes.
Well-meaning people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, caring people who wanted the best for you, and they passed on to you what they were taught was the way to be, which may not have been the best for them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were doing the best they knew how to do.
Tell me the truth about something. Remember when you were a little girl? Weren't there times where you just wanted to give your mommy and daddy the best present ever, and you wanted to do something and get their approval and make them feel good?
Yes, yes.
I'll tell you something. The best present ever is your well-being. And when you're kind to yourself, when you discover the art of self-observation without self-reproach, when you're there wholeheartedly fine with yourself, being in your presence, that's the gift. Something about them will relax.
Especially if you listen to them. Listen not to judge, but listen to hear what they have to say. And you may say, oh, they've said that 1,000 times. The only reason that they'd say it 1,000 times is because nobody's listened.
Right.
Because when you actually hear something that another person says, it's as though you take it from them, and they're not stuck with it anymore.
Great. Okay.
And anything you resist in what they have to say sticks with them, persists, grows stronger, and then they carry it away.
So you can either take their communication, hear what they have to say and actually get it, or you can resist parts of it because you don't agree with it, or you think it should be different than it is, or you'd rather not, or you just want to be ornery.
Right.
Hey, Colleen, we have to go to a break here shortly. Are you available to come back with us after the break?
Oh, yes, I am.
Excellent. Excellent. Speaking of, everyone, excellent. The Excellence Club subscription starts next week. If you want to know more about it, go up on our website and find out about it.
TransformationMadeEasy.com.
All right. We'll be back shortly. Come on back and don't
miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to
receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. Excellence Club.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here. We were talking with Colleen.
You still there, Colleen?
I am.
How you doing now?
I'm doing great. And, you know, I thank you guys so much because I really see where I've been wanting to be right about things and the potential of just keeping that going with my family, and I'm really excited to be with them.
Oh, but then wait a second, Colleen. Didn't you write a song about the House of Right?
Yes, I did.
And isn't it for sale up on iTunes these days?
It is.
By the way, if you want to hear a really great song about the House of Right, plus the one who listens, Colleen Messina, M-E-S, one S?
Two S's, M-E-S-S-I-N-A.
Messina, Colleen Messina, go up. You'll get to see a picture of her, too.
Pretty.
You should listen to your song.
Yeah, you should listen to your song before you go visit your families.
I will.
And
I will.
Main thing is take care of your honey and yeah. Know that you want to go.
Right.
You know, really, you do want to go to these things. And if you tell yourself you don't, you're lying. Because if you didn't really want to go, you would have given them some excuse for your not being there.
Right.
Absolutely. Cool.
And look, it's like anything else, Colleen. You can either do it as though it's your idea and have a great time with it, or you can be a victim. Most
right.
people live their lives as though they're the victims of their life. You don't have to do that.
By the way, if you're ever saying something sharp with anger, like, you know, cut it out or shut up, or you can be really clear you're not telling it like it is, that you got something else going on. You're actually talking through an upset. Mm-hmm. Telling it like it is, I love you. I want to spend a life with you. You know, it's not the being right thing. It just isn't.
Okay.
Let's talk about being right versus being alive,
mm-hmm.
because we're talking about it. You know, in our lives, we have one of two possibilities. The same way, I want to make the metaphor of two apartments that you pay rent to live in. One is the right apartment where you get to be right, as in righteously right, and the other one is the alive apartment where you have the experience of health and well-being and love and full self-expression and relationship and partnership like that. There is rent to pay to live in either one of these houses. So the rent that you have to pay to live in the alive house is you have to give up being right. So if you want the experience of aliveness, that's love and health and happiness and full self-expression, you have to give up being right. That's the rent. And if you want to live in the right house, you have to give up being alive. The experience of love and health and happiness and full self-expression, those are the things that it costs you to be right. So you have this choice all the time. You can either be right or you can let go of it and have your life be a magical experience. Colleen?
Yes.
Excellent.
Great. Thank you, guys.
You are so welcome. You're
yeah.
Really welcome. And, you know, I have one other thing to say to you just because it occurs to me, and before you go off, I've been speaking to my mom lately, and she's been disturbed by some things. My nephew, for instance, he had a seizure while driving the car. The car crashed, and they found out the seizure was that he has a cyst. And he has things in his brain that are just going to be there for the rest of his life. And it was really disturbing to her, not only that he had an accident, that he has this condition. She was really upset. And it was just really important for me to listen to her because she needed to tell somebody who wouldn't do anything with it. Now, when I say that, it doesn't mean I didn't call my sister and make sure everything was fine for her and see if there was anything I could do, but do anything with it, as in go off and worry about what she had to say.
Add agreement to the upset.
Mm-hmm. And I think that there are times when you go and you barricade yourself from people in your family's complaints or way of being. But the more you can engage with it as if what they're doing and how they're being is perfect, because it is. It's the only way they could be. You can, second principle, they can only be exactly as they are.
You can either get yourself upset that your car doesn't fly or realize that cars don't fly. See, and if your parents or your families, your relatives are the way they are, and they can't be any different than that way, and you're trying to change them or fix them is actually a violent act.
And by the way, go ahead.
Because it doesn't see that they are God in their universe, and they're doing their life exactly as they choose to.
I like that. Okay.
Well, you start to see their deity, their greatness, their godliness, because we're all expressions of God.
Yeah.
And you're going back to the Bible Belt.
Yeah. Have fun, baby.
Thank you.
Yeah, really. By the
Thank
way, not
you.
To be hanging, my nephew is fine. He just has to take anti-seizure medicine and he doesn't have another seizure for the next 6 months, and he can drive his car again, and it's just is. Now they know they can compensate for it. So I just didn't want to leave you all hanging.
Oh, good. Great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, darling. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you guys for the time.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. Well, you're very welcome.
Excellent. And in the vein of tell it like it is, you may owe your honey an apology?
Yes. I will apologize.
I'm sorry goes a very, very long way to healing all sorts of ills.
Yeah.
If you see that you've been off and you say to somebody, I'm sorry, and mean it, not as a manipulation, but where you honestly see that you've done something that has not been as kind as you would like to see yourself being, that's enough to heal the whole thing.
Mm. Okay.
All right.
All right.
Okay, hon. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
That was fun.
That was fun.
I think we have another caller on. Valerie, you there?
Yeah, hi, I'm here.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay. Yeah. New Jersey, our favorite state.
It's a great state. This by the way, it's been so great listening to you guys talk about being clear, being direct. It's actually so much easier than I had imagined it when I read the title of the show at first on your website. So it's already been really great.
Thank you.
Yeah, and my question is about being clear. In a business sense, I belong to a networking group that meets once a week. And part of what we do is every week we all have the opportunity to stand up and take 30 seconds to say what it is we do. And really it's our opportunity to get everyone in the room thinking about ways to bring leads to the company that I work for and to each of us.
Right.
Some weeks I get up and I just nail it and people get it and they get ideas and it jogs their mind for, oh, I think I know someone who might need, their services. But some weeks I sit down and I feel like it doesn't quite sink in.
Well, on those weeks, is your attention on yourself and how you're doing?
Yes, generally, yes.
I'm not a big to-do person, giving people to-do, but you may, if you only have 30 seconds, if 30 seconds is your sales pitch each week.
You should script it.
Or you should practice in the mirror until you get the essence of you. On that what morning do you go?
Thursday morning.
So on Thursday morning, before you leave the house, you give your pitch. You
give it to yourself in the mirror.
That's a great idea.
And when you get it, you've got it. And the other thing is, don't give yourself 30 seconds to make your point. Make sure that you've got your attention in the first 15.
You see, that's the thing. Most people don't know what their point is when they start speaking. So they're not starting as if they were saying, my point is this. They start and figure they're going to figure out where they're going as they talk, trying to find their point.
Right.
You should know exactly what your point is before you ever begin. And then when you begin, you go for your point. Because you only have 30 seconds. You know, there's not any time to play.
Right. Actually, you know what? Sorry, it is 60 seconds, not 30 seconds.
Well, that's perfect, because I was thinking you should be able to make your point in 30 seconds. And then the extra 30 seconds, you know, you shouldn't have to use all that time.
Right.
That's a lot of time, 1 minute.
It is, yeah.
If you hold your breath for that long, you know it's a lot of time.
Right. That's great. Yeah, thanks, because I've never thought to do it in the mirror to me and see what comes across.
Well, you have to look and see who that person is out there. You know, there are probably other things we should talk about, but we have to go to a break now.
You available to come back with us?
Yeah, absolutely.
Want to help us go to break?
Yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, everyone.
Come on back. And
don't miss being here.
Thank you.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Canes weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Canes approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Tune into Inner Speak Soul Adventures Talk Radio Show every Tuesday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 Eastern, and learn how to let go of your past and create the reality you desire and deserve, allowing your inner communication to take place more easily without the interference of our noisy mind chatter or your ego. Inner Speak Soul Adventures with Gene Adrian, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
As a new era approaches December 2012, Evolution invites you to expand awareness now to become the magnificent creator you forgot you are. Explore beyond current sensory perceptions with host Doreen Agostino to align body, mind, spirit, and unleash inner wealth. Discover and apply universal success principles to consciously and deliberately create your life. To align with inner truth, shine light of new thought, and joyfully prosper. Tune in Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Do you realize how much the way you think and feel controls everything in your life? On Neurogenesis, join Dr. Joe Dispenza as he answers a wide variety of questions from topics like the mind-body connection to the process of personal change, the origins of disease to emotions and brain chemistry, just to name a few. There is a true biology to personal transformation, and it applies to you. Neurogenesis with Dr. Joe Dispenza broadcasts a new program every other Thursday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the Seventh Wave Network. Tune in so you can lose your mind and create a new one.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are talking with Valerie about Tell It Like It Is. I'd be willing to bet, Val, also that when you aren't as dead on, when you don't nail it, you're preoccupied also.
That's true. That's true.
You're busy either going somewhere, hiding something from yourself.
Hiding something from yourself. I think that you have some unseen agendas that run your life, and that you're trying to have things work out the way you want, which is what an agenda is.
Okay.
And then you close your eyes to things that don't fit that agenda because you don't want the consequences of being straight and honest about whatever it is that isn't working for you.
Huh.
What do you think about that?
I think it sounds very true. I started thinking of, oh, wow, I didn't know I did that. But it feels right. Like I've seen things about myself that later I was like, oh, wow, yeah, I was hiding that from myself. And once I see it, it's so obvious. And I can definitely get preoccupied.
There's another thing.
Yeah.
This one-minute pitch thing.
Yes.
You should aside from practice it prior to, you should engage in that 1 minute as though it is the most important thing in your life. See, I don't think, Valerie, that you engage in your life in each moment like this is it. This is all you have. This is the only moment of your life.
Yeah, there's always next week to pitch it.
Right.
Or you're not really there listening to what other people are saying.
Because you're busy thinking about what you're going to say when you get up.
Right. I've done that.
Well, if you're not supporting them, they're not going to be supporting you.
Right.
If you have your attention on you, then they will have their attention on them. Because, you see, life is a reflection of the way we're being. Your life keeps showing up as a reflection of where you're, what you're investing in. If you're working on yourself, it shows up one way. If you're there being of service to the people around you and your life, it shows up an entirely different way. See, there are certain things that come with the territory of service that allow for you to have a magnificent life. But when you're preoccupied with trying to fulfill a hidden agenda of yours, hidden from yourself even, like to get married.
Okay.
You said I didn't know that about myself. I found myself a bit surprised because you, aside from being on this call with us, you work part-time for us. And there have been days where you're... communications are really mushy, sloppy, confusing. And it's always when you've had a thought like it's not going the way I want it to go with my boyfriend. You've hidden that from yourself. And then, or you had a conversation with your mom, for instance, or your sister. They said something. You had a thought. You judged the thought. You didn't communicate the thought. And then you're totally confused.
Right.
And that is very, very common. So I was just a little surprised when you said you didn't know that about yourself. You should know that about it.
Yeah.
We should all know that about ourselves. Now, you will have prime suspects, everyone. If you're not clear, you may as well go through the list of prime suspects where you've missed compensating for the currents in your life and you've driven your trailer,
your boat,
not up onto your boat trailer.
But up onto the shore, up onto the rocks of the shore instead.
And prime suspects for you might be your relationship, your family. What else?
Those are two very big ones.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it doesn't matter. Here we're talking to Colleen. Colleen is married. She and Jay love each other. But that's going to be an area where when she gets off balance, her off-balanceness is going to show up. So when you're off balance,
right,
it shows up in your skill sets of communication. The other place where, for you, where you get off balance is when you're trying to get something over with.
Yeah, that's very
That's
true.
When you're not doing the job to do the job, you're doing it to get it done.
Right.
See, this is very fine line between doing something to get it over with or doing something to do it.
You know, I love it when we work together, Val, for instance, and I'll say, can you write this email to whomever? And you say, sure, and you do it. But I love it just as much when you say, I cannot do it until 3:15, I have a meeting, or I can't do it until tomorrow because I am booked already today. When you communicate what's true, it's relieving.
It opens a space.
Okay.
See, you often think you have to communicate you think they want to hear.
Or you have to say yes, even when yes doesn't work in that moment.
Right, okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Your truth, isn't that exciting? Your truth is a relief.
It is. It feels just relieving to hear that, yeah. That's great.
That is. That's excellent. I'm so glad you called in today. What a great show for you to call in for.
Absolutely. I am too. Yeah, thank you guys so much.
And you know, Valerie is instrumental in helping us put up the Excellence Club premiere subscriptions. That's coming up with our video podcasts of the week and lots of benefits. You should go to our website, transformationmadeeasy.com, and look there under Excellence Club for all of the details. It's an exciting new program. You're invited.
And for those of you all over the world, you know, New York is a great place to visit in October, and we're doing Tell It Like It Is, October 23rd, 24th, and 25th in New York City. And it's going to be fun. So join us.
And don't forget to share this show. And by the way, next week, everyone, Valerie, this is really cool. We have author Richard Bach on the show. He wrote Illusions. He
Jonathan Livingston Seagull.
Have an idea that he's going to be a really interesting guest. And his new book, Hypnotizing Maria, is out. It's a great book. So join us next week, too. It's going to be great. And share this show with your friends. That's all the promotion I have time for.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.